Frequency Cast. Startup in progress.
Welcome to Frequency Cast number 8, our tantalizing take on technology. My name is Carl, and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
Welcome.
If you're new to Frequency Cast, welcome along. In each show, we look at what's new in the world of digital TV and radio in the UK, and try to demystify today's newest technologies. The show's driven by feedback from our listeners, so you decide what we'll be talking about in each show. In today's Frequency Cast, here's what we'll be looking at. The latest news from the world of Freeview and Sky TV. In our focus section, we look at voice over the internet and how to get cheap phone calls over your broadband connection. We've got a touch of the verbals, find out more. Plus, we see what's on your mind in our postbag and podline section. But first, let's take a look at what's new.
Frequency Cast, now loading news.
News time, and it's back to the story we've been covering over the last couple of shows, Top Up TV. We now have an update on the ongoing Top Up TV story. Those that did decide to sign up to the new Anytime service discovered that their new boxes, originally due in October, have been delayed by around 2 months. Calling Top Up TV for an update now gives the following message.
We are currently working to add new programming to the service, and as a result, the new Top Up TV Anytime boxes will start to be dispatched towards the end of November. We hope to complete all current orders by early to mid-December, and any orders received before the 31st of October will be dispatched prior to Christmas.
Something of a blow for their new customers? In the last show, we looked at the Virgin Mobile Lobster 700 phone. This offers TV as well as digital radio. Latest news on this phone is that ITN News has now been signed up to their TV channel lineup. Also, the interactive red button service is now working, so you can access interactive content on their TV and radio channels. Next, SatNav. Our favourite, the TomTom One, now has a new version out. TomTom One Mark II is now available. It's smaller, has maps of Ireland, and can be charged from a USB port. It's also cheaper at under £190. Links to the cheapest prices and a few pics on our show notes. Some Sky Digital news now. Series 3 of the hit US TV show Lost is coming to Sky One. The rights have been poached from Channel 4. Apparently, Sky are paying up to £975,000 to screen each episode of Series 3. If you're thinking of getting Sky, perhaps for Christmas, and you're listening to this in November 2006, then you might want to take a look at Sky's half-price offer. In November, you get half-price Sky TV for the first 3 months. That's just £7.50 a month, as well as a £10 credit on your first bill. The offer includes free installation and a free dish and set-top box. The offer only applies when ordered online and is valid until the 30th of November 2006. See our show notes for more details and the link. And finally, two quick bits of Freeview news. First off, BBC Parliament is to go full screen from 13th of November 2006 on Freeview. And secondly, bad news for Quiz Call fans, but good news for the rest of us, Channel 4 are ditching their Quiz Call channel and replacing it with a new channel from the 16th of November 2006. We understand that, at least for the moment, the free space on Freeview will be filled by Film 4 Plus 1, but this may well change in the future.
Thanks, Pete. Topical as ever. For more on any of the items mentioned, see the show notes at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequencycast, now loading. Focus.
Well, here we go. This is Focus. Okay, my bleary eyes need wiping. So, what are we going to focus in on today, Pete?
Well, as ever, we've asked our listeners via our website to tell us what they'd like to hear on today's show. And at number 3, we had MP3 players with 11%. Number 2 was getting connected to broadband with 20%, but number 1 with 37% was VoIP.
VoIP? Voice over the internet? No, is that right?
Not far off. Voice over internet protocol. So it is voice over the internet.
Of course. Silly me.
Okay, so voice over the internet. Tell me what you know about that, Carl.
Basically, it's your telephone line over your... I've no idea.
All right, okay, so you know it's something about voice and you know it's something about the internet. What it actually is it's the ability to make telephone calls, do voice calls, over the internet. Now, do you know why that would be a good thing?
Cheaper.
Spot on, absolutely. This is the good bit.
I really am good at this. That is about the second time I've got something right straight away. I didn't mean to.
Okay, so we're going to do some tests. What I want you to do now is get in your little car and go zooming off to our second studio location, and we're going to try and connect in over a variety of different ways and see how it sounds. Are you up for that?
Yeah, sure, I'm up for that. Give us a TomTom Navigator then. Right, let's go. See you later. Bye.
So the first thing we're going to try and do is connect to Carl, who's in our remote office, via MSN. Many of you are familiar with MSN or Windows Messenger, which lets you type text over the internet. We're going to use this now for voice. Let me see if I can do this correctly. So I'm opening up my little icon here, and I can see Carl's name. Quick double-click on that. Opens up a window. Now, if I say, hello, Carl. Excellent, so the word hello has appeared. What I'm now going to try and do is ring Carl. So I press the start or stop a video call, because we're going to try and do some video as well. Hello, Carl.
Hello.
Excellent, that seems to work. We have a connection.
We certainly do.
Indeed, this is impressive.
This is my first time up on the surface.
Look at you. We were quite clever here. We've actually connected video as well as voice here, so you were a little bit surprised to see my shining little face cracking through your screen, and I can see your ugly mug over this connection as well, which is pretty clever.
I can do an extreme close-up for you.
Oh, that's revolting. Put it away.
Thank you very little.
Okay, so this is your first voice over the internet call. Impressed?
Yes, I was. The visual took a bit of time to load up. The whole connection took a few seconds. Which, of course, in my valuable time is a lot.
And what about the quality of the voice that you're hearing?
Yeah, the quality of the voice is very good, actually. It sounds just like you.
That's probably because it is.
Shocking.
So we've used MSN to make a voice and video call over the internet with our friend Carl here. We're now going to disconnect and try using something different. Bye-bye.
Ooh, bye.
Okay, so that was us testing MSN Messenger. That's free between computer to computer. Next, we're turning our attention to Skype. This is slightly similar to MSN. With Skype, you install a piece of software on your PC, and this lets you talk to other people that also have Skype installed on their PC. The key difference, though, is that with Skype, there's a service called Skype Out. Now, what this lets you do is dial an ordinary phone number from your PC. The phone call itself is routed over the internet from your PC. Calls using Skype Out are routed over the internet from your PC, and it's only the very last leg of the journey that actually makes it over the phone network, so you can make an awful lot of cost savings by using something like Skype. If you're making a voice call to, say, Australia over BT, that would cost you 24p a minute at their peak rate. However, if you're doing that over Skype, that'd be just 1.3p. So there are some fairly strong savings for using Skype. What we're going to do now is we'll make a Skype Out call to an ordinary landline phone and see if we can speak to Carl. So what I need to do here is open up the Skype program, and from the contacts list I select Carl's phone number and press the dial button.
Hello.
Hello, Carl.
Hi there, Pete. How are you? Alright?
Not bad at all. There we go. So now we're using Skype. I'm actually calling you from my PC and you're hearing me on a standard ordinary domestic phone line.
I certainly am.
And how do I sound?
You sound all right, actually. Doesn't seem to be any sort of breakup or anything.
So compared with what we were doing on MSN a few seconds ago, is this radically different? Better quality? Worse quality?
On the whole, I'd say better, but there seems to be a hiss going on at my end.
No reason why that should be, but I'm quite clear, am I? Do I sound like I'm on an ordinary phone, or do I sound higher or lower quality?
No, you sound like higher quality. Do me a low noise, can you?
Law, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
May I do a high noise?
Hello!
Yeah, I didn't need that. I was just taking the mickey.
I know you were, you gitbag. Okay, so that's our next experiment. That's using Skype. So I'm just dialing out here using my PC and making a connection to you over an ordinary phone line. Right, shall we move on to our next test?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Carl. Goodbye.
Bye.
So now we're going to take a look at BT Broadband Talk. This is slightly similar to Skype in that you're making calls over the internet to benefit for some cheap cost saving, and actually the savings are about the same as what you get with Skype. To use BT Broadband Talk, you need a broadband account. Now, if you have a BT Broadband account, you do get this for free. There is a small charge if you're not a BT customer. Now, to use Broadband Talk, you can either use a special Broadband Talk handset, or you can use a piece of software called SoftTalk that's supplied by BT for free. For the purpose of this test, we're going to use SoftTalk on our PC, and we're going to dial Carl using a special BT Broadband handset. The phone on the other end that our car will be using is the BT Home Hub phone, the Home Hub 1010. We're going to be calling from our PC using SoftTalk. We could use a standard handset, but we need to use SoftTalk so that we can make a recording of this for you. So what we're going to do is we'll open up the SoftTalk application and we pick Carl's number from our little list. And then we press the green dial button. Hello, Carl.
Hello, Pete.
So what I'm doing here is I'm talking to you again through the PC, and you're picking me up on a BT Broadband Home Hub handset, which is the BT 1010 Home Hub handset. So how do I sound to you?
Well, you actually sound fantastic. I've got to hand it to you. Can you scream like a girl for me?
Hello!
And can you let go of your nadgers now?
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Actually, the dynamic range coming from this sounds a lot better. It's quite a warm sound as well.
You're sounding fairly clear to me here as well, which is pretty good. This is actually using something that BT call High DS.
High definition sound?
High definition sound, indeed, which is BT's new way of getting better quality sound over the internet. And I must admit, I've used this a couple of times in earnest, and it is actually very, very good quality.
Hmm. How many more tests are we doing? Because I'm getting a bit scared being out here on my own.
Oh, you poor little love.
I'm running out of oxygen.
So are we fairly happy with this one? Because we can then move on to our final test, which is some video calling. Are you happy with this?
Yeah, do you know what? So far, I like this one the most. Sound quality is far better.
Excellent. Okie dokie, let's try the next test.
Okay.
So this is our next test. What we're going to do here is try a video call. Again, we're using BT Broadband Talk, but we're using their video phone service, which is currently free with BT Broadband until January. Let me see if I can connect to Carl. At the other end, he should be using the BT Videophone 2000, which is the higher-end BT video phone. This has a nice colour display. Let me just see if I can connect into Carl here.
Hello.
Hello, Carl.
Hello, Pete.
Excellent. That's not too bad. I can see your little face on my screen here. Can you see me on the video phone that you have in front of you?
Yes, I can see your big face on my screen. It's quite a neat little layout, actually. This silver phone, which is no bigger than sort of your standard office phone, has this lovely screen on it, which is, I don't know, likeable to the size of a Nintendo Game Boy sort of size screen. And in the bottom right-hand side is a picture of me, so I can see just how sexy I am. And there's you in the background there, which is full screen almost. Which is quite handy for the girls, I should think, and the cross-dressers who might want to do their makeup whilst on the phone.
Very good. Well, you're disgustingly close to the phone, actually. I can see right up your nose, and it's not a pleasant sight.
Thanks.
I'm just going to take a very quick screenshot of you. Smile for the camera. Excellent, thank you. I have taken a screenshot. If I'm feeling suitably brave, I'll stick that up on the show note website so people can see what you look like.
Oh, no.
So let's have a quick check of the voice. We've tested the video there. Just pick up the phone handset. Let's hear you on the proper phone handset.
Okay, I'll just pick it up. Hello there.
There we go. So we had you on loudspeaker at your end before, but now you're actually talking on the handset. How do I sound coming through to you?
Yeah, the sound's all right. It keeps them sort of juddering. Not that sort of thing every now and again, but... generally, it's okay. It's quite smooth runner. Your image is a little pixelated on the screen, but then it's not a problem because I'm quite close. I should think as I back off, that wouldn't be such an issue. As I said, I am incredibly clear on the bottom right-hand side, so, you know, that's really good when you're making a phone call.
Okay, so a key question to you then. Would you, if your friends and family had a video phone, would you think you'd actually start making use of video over the internet rather than voice?
Well, I certainly would for the 08900 numbers, yes.
Why does that not surprise me? So, sound quality okay, video okay, quite usable?
Yeah, they're both in sync with each other. There seems to be a sort of a slight delay, not between the image and the audio, just as the audio goes, but no, it's fine. I mean, it's not an issue.
I think that's probably just the processing. There's an awful lot going on just to squeeze this down a phone.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it's a nice package, really. As I say, the phone looks nice. It doesn't look cumbersome or stupid or... You know, it's not something you wouldn't want in your house. It's quite a simple system. It just says video, you press it, and it picks up the phone for you. And then if you want to go sort of private, as it were, you can still see the other person, but you can sort of put the audio over your ear with your handset just by picking up. So it's easy to use.
Okay, Carl, shall we move on to our next test?
Yeah, sure. Just one thing before I go. What's black and hangs down?
No idea.
A bat. What's sexy and hangs up?
Go on.
How the hell do you put this?
Well, it's good to be back in a nice warm studio. Do you know what? It's cold and dark out there.
Anyway, so tell me, Pete, we've just done about, how many things was that? Four different things? So remind me, what were they again? MSN, wasn't it, the first one?
Yep, we started with MSN. This is great if you've got a computer and you're talking to someone else that's got MSN. Free voice, free video over the internet, as long as you've got MSN installed at both ends.
Right, and then the second one, was that BT Broadband, yeah?
Actually, we did Skype next. Skype's a good one. Skype is a telephone service with something called Skype Out, so you can make an outgoing call from your PC to an ordinary landline phone. Skype's particularly good for getting cheap calls. You can dial out from your PC to an ordinary landline phone. You can use a headset, a USB handset, or even a Wi-Fi phone. Skype is free to other Skype users, or you can make very low-cost calls to other phones using Skype Out. For that, you use a top-up service, same as you do with a mobile.
Oh, right. Then we did BT Broadband, didn't we? That was my favourite one, wasn't it?
You love the quality of that. And that's using that high-def service to get decent sound quality. Now, this gives you similarly huge savings as you can get with Skype, and it's well worth a look if you have a BT Broadband account. You can also use their new Home Hub phone, so you can talk without being tied to a PC. And with BT Broadband Talk, you're billed on the telephone bill as opposed to any kind of top-up.
Fantastic. Oh, and then we did that video call thing with the video phone, that one that looked quite sleek with the sort of like Game Boy screen.
Yes, BT Broadband Video, we like that. Using a little video phone to talk to another video phone. You can also use the BT soft phone if one end or the other end doesn't have a video phone to play with. Video calls are free until January 07 if you've signed up to BT Total Broadband. Then there's going to be a charge for each video call. BT Broadband Video is much easier to use than MSN Video, and of course you're not tied to your PC.
Excellent. Is there anything else we should know, Pete?
Yeah, there's a couple of things we didn't cover in our tests. One of them is called Vonage. They supply a special box that plugs into your broadband, and you can use your ordinary home telephones to plug into the system. Now, their system costs $7.99 a month, for which you get the box. And for that, you get unlimited voice calls over the internet to UK local and national numbers, so you can make quite a good saving there. They also offer cheaper calls to mobiles and international calls. And they've recently brought out a Wi-Fi handset as well.
Cool.
And finally, we just want to talk to you about something that Orange have just announced. They've announced some new voice services, including something called Anytime, which also offers free evening and weekend calls. Here, they're trying to rival Vonage by offering free calls to Virgin Mobiles, calls to UK landlines, and they're charging only £6 a month. They've also recently announced something called OnePhone, which is a dual-mode handset that switches between their mobile phone network and broadband Wi-Fi. They're trying to take on BT Fusion that offer a similar service.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground there, Pete. Thanks for that.
Yeah, fair amount to get through. I think what we're going to do on our show notes is we'll put up a little comparison table so we can explain what the various options are. So if you fancy popping over to our website,
which is, of course, www.frequencycast.co.uk,
then you can find out all you need to know about
VoIP.
I'd now like to show you this little thing. Let me just get this out of our box here. Here we go. What do you reckon to that?
Well, it's a cross between a permanent Mr. Potato Man, you know, he's got all the fixtures and fittings, and an M&M.
Any ideas what this is?
Well,
let me show you the box.
All right.
Give you some clues. There we go. Take hold of that. Ah.
Oh, it's a verbal.
Absolutely. That's
nice. Oh, now I love it. Now, this is what I want. Yeah, get me several of these. Right, what do we do with it? Quickly.
Okay, so we've done our voice calls. We've made a lot of use of voice over the internet here, mostly on headphones, on handsets and things. This thing you hear is actually a loudspeaking phone. So this plugs into your PC's USB port and is actually a loudspeaking telephone. So it's got a microphone and a speaker in it. But it's a bit more fun than that. What I'm going to have to do now is connect this in and we'll see if we can get this doing something clever.
It's even got a tail.
Look at that. They actually come in, there's a range of five of them. The one we've got here is Mr. V, obviously modelled on a certain A-Team character with the little ring there and the gold chain around the neck.
What's that face? Hannibal. No, it's coming to me.
I pity the fool.
Oh, Howling Mad Murdoch.
That's him. Let me plug this into my USB port here in a second.
Okay. Do-do.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ring our podcast number, which is 0208-133-4567, and hopefully our verbal should answer for us.
So, Pete's popped up just for a second to phone up our pod line. This is one cool piece of kit. He's moving his alarms around. So a little light's flashing where his horns are on the side. Don't think I mentioned that earlier. And I'm just about to answer it now and see what happens. Hold on a minute. Hello.
Hello, Carl.
Oh, it's even cooler. He's actually talking. His mouth is moving and talking as Pete says things. This is really good.
This
and again,
is exactly your kind of gadget, isn't it?
Oh, this is totally on.
So just describe what's happening. This is basically acting as a loudspeaker phone. So I'm on an ordinary landline phone. I've called into a podcast number and we've got him connecting through Mr. V sitting on the studio table there. And hopefully every time I say a word, Mr. V's mouth opens and closes.
It certainly is doing exactly that. And his arms move when you start ringing, and his little horns glow up as well. It's quite a gadget. What can I say?
And the good thing, of course, is you don't actually have to have a headset on to do a Skype call. You can just have this plonked on your desk. You don't need a microphone, don't need a headset, because this is your loudspeaking telephone.
It certainly is. It's the microphone and the speaker all in one.
Excellent. Impressive.
Very impressive. What happens if I hang him up? I'll hang up then. Bye.
Right, so I'm now back in the room with you. I'm going to try a little experiment here. I've got this plugged into our second laptop. I'm now going to plug him into the USB port over here. There he is. I'm going to show you something else very clever about our verbal. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of music. So what I've got is an MP3 file of our theme tune there playing, coming out of the back of our verbal, and as you can see, his mouth moving in time with the beats of the music.
It certainly is, yeah.
Isn't that clever?
It's very
clever. So you can actually use him as a little speaker for your desk that sings along with the music.
Well, yes, obviously, and just what you need. You do get the plastic noise of his mouth going at the same time, of course. But
isn't that cute?
Oh, it is. It's wonderfully cute.
There we go. Chrissy Prizzy?
Oh, definitely.
There you go.
Help yourself. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Let me just unplug that for you, sir.
For more information on anything we've discussed in Focus today, or to see a summary of the options we've discussed, see the show notes at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequencycast. Now loading. Interaction.
Now we turn our attention to the emails and answer phone messages we've had since the last show. First off, thanks to everyone that got in touch about our Go Digital feature. We had a number of questions on this subject from listeners, including Scott Doherty, Ian Coxall, Wilf and John. We've updated our page with the answers. See www.frequencycast.co.uk/godigital.html. Now a mail from John. Could you find out if Sky are planning to slowly shut down standard definition broadcasts to make room for more high definition channels, like they did when they were changing from analog to digital many moons ago?
Interesting question, John. I think we're some way away from that. As Sky HD customers will tell you, there's not much HD content out there just at the moment, and there's only a few dedicated HD channels. Doubtless the HD content will increase, but change is slow and tends to be driven by user demand. Until there's a high percentage of HD hardware out there, it's not really in Sky's interest to remove the standard definition content just yet. If you've got any thoughts on this, please add them to our blog.
Next, a message from Stephen Roberts. He says, just listened to Podcast 7. Thanks for the update on top-up TV shambles and on Freeview developments. My immediate interests are Windows Mobile and DigiGuide, obviously completely unrelated. Are there any secret issues with the DigiGuide TV Guide software?
Personally, I love DigiGuide, and we hope to be featuring their products in a forthcoming show. If you've never heard of DigiGuide, they offer a PC-based and a web-based TV listing service for terrestrial, Sky, Freeview and cable. You can search for keywords, set program reminders, watch out for your favourite programs, and stacks more. I use DigiGuide's web service on my Windows mobile device using the Avant Go service. This lets me sync 3 days' worth of TV listings to my PDA and tells me what to watch. I'd highly recommend it. Steve also mentioned top-up TV. On that subject, here's a call.
Hi, my name's Steve Wilton from Rising London. Excellent podcast. First one I've actually done. Just waiting on my top-up TV PVR when that comes out in December. So hopefully it should be okay.
Thanks for that, Steve. With luck, you should get your Anytime box by December. Now here's a message from Alan H. I wonder what the H stands for. Do you reckon he's a hologram? Anyway, interested to see the plug thingy that can distribute internet around the house. Two questions. Will it interfere with my X10? And will my neighbours be able to hack into my PC? Assuming they're clever enough.
Hi, Alan. Alan's referring to the home plugs we mentioned back in show 2. These home plugs let you use a home's main sockets as an alternative way of connecting to broadband without having to rely on Wi-Fi or a cable connection to your broadband router. Back in show 2, we looked at the Develo home plugs, and the good news, Alan, is that according to Develo, these can be used with X10 home automation products, as they use different frequencies and can coexist in the same household. As for security, your neighbours can only see your home plugs if they're on the same mains phase, which is fairly unlikely. Even if they do, it is possible to secure your home plugs. With the Develo products we've mentioned, you can set a password, and their home plugs use 56-bit DES encryption. On our show notes, we'll add a link to the PDF manual, so if you want to find out more, you can take a good flick through the manual. Here's a call.
Christine Souness, Thameside, Greater Manchester. I'm just inquiring why on my Freeview box I've picked up 5US perfectly fine. I can't get it on my top-up TV box. I phoned up top-up TV and they say it's up to Freeview. How do I get it on my top-up box?
Top-up TV are right here. 5US is on Freeview and nothing to do with top-up. You need to set your box to perform a full scan to pick up any new channels. In some cases, you might have to reset your box. If you're having no luck, it could be you haven't got a strong enough signal to pull in 5US. Take a look at our Freeview page for help on improving reception and picking up missing channels.
And this is a mail from Susan Barone. The dog has chewed up the remote control. Please tell me how to get a new one.
Hi Susan, it's not clear here if you're looking for a new dog or a new remote. If you're looking for a new dog, we recommend Battersea Dogs Home. If it's a new remote you're after, take a look on the show notes for this programme and we'll give you a few links to places to look.
And now one from Rob Snooks. My daughter wants a laptop for Christmas and I wasn't too sure how to connect it to the net via Wi-Fi. I have a cable broadband connection on my PC, and I also wondered whether I needed to protect the laptop with a separate virus protection, or would the PC's internet security cover it?
Thanks, Rob. The easiest thing to do is consider looking for a router that has a built-in firewall. This will offer a basic level of protection to anyone connecting to the internet. Your existing cable equipment may have one of these, so check the manual. This won't protect you against viruses, though, and it's recommended that each machine that connects to the internet has an up-to-date virus checker. You might want to consider a package like McAfee Internet Security, which offers firewall, antivirus, privacy protection, and parental controls. Time for a call.
Hello, my name is Arthur Pettifer. I would like to know how to turn off these annoying subtitles that have suddenly appeared on Freeview. It is most annoying.
Hello, Arthur. You're having problems with subtitles on Freeview. This is almost certainly a setting on your box where you've enabled subtitles to be on. Take a look through the on-screen menus on your Freeview box and look for the subtitle option. It'll be in there somewhere. There should be a way of turning them off. If it's not obvious, check the manual. Or if you still have no joy, get in touch with us telling us which make and model of box you've got and we'll try to help.
And I've got a question here from Brian Day. Are there any plans for radio to go fully digital like TV?
Well, as far as we know, there are no plans yet, but it's only a matter of time before there'll be a big push to get everyone switched over to DAB, where you can find a much better channel choice. Next call?
My name's James. I'm phoning about Telewest. National Geographic I was receiving, and now they've removed National Geographic. Can you tell me why, please?
Okay, this is a rather clever ploy from Telewest. National Geographic is part of their Supreme package, which you normally have to pay to subscribe to. Sometimes, however, they make some of their channels free for a short time to entice people to subscribe to pay channels. If you want to get National Geographic on Telewest, I'm afraid you have to subscribe to their premium package. Contact Telewest.
And a great message here from Bradley Tompkins. He says, "Greetings from St. Louis, Missouri, home of the World Series this week. You guys do a fabulous show. I've been listening to the podcasts on my route to work in the morning in my car and find them informative, well-paced, easy to follow, and sometimes hilarious. I have a suggestion on the little noise made by cell phones before they ring. Since it sounds somewhat like a horse trotting, I was going to suggest naming it an e-trot, or an i-gallop, or a i-clop. Big fan of the show. Keep up the good work. Go Cardinals."
Thanks, Bradley. Great to have you with us. One final message we've also heard from Terry Gillam asking whether Sky One will soon be available on Top Up TV. I'm afraid, Terry, the answer here is no. Sky One is a prime channel for Sky and it's available on Sky Digital and cable.
And that's it for this show's interaction. Thanks to everyone who's been in touch with us recently, especially those of you commenting on Top Up TV's changes in our blog.
We would like to hear more from you, either asking questions or telling us what you think about current issues.
That's both current TV and technology stuff. So you can drop us an email. The address is
feedback@frequencycast.co.uk, or you can call our podline number, which is a London number, 0208 133 4567. Or you can send a message via our website.
We're also asking you to vote for what you'd like to hear on the next show. The address is www.frequencycast.co.uk. So, catch you again on the next show. Don't forget to register with us to be told when the next show's out. Until our next satire of satellite signals and silicon chips, it's time for us to shut down.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown in progress.
Well, that's all for this show. Keep the feedback coming and make sure you visit our website for details of what we discussed in today's tantalising take on technology. Point your browser at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast.